probably one of the first things that strikes us when we hear the story of the call of Levi, or Matthew, the tax collector, is how quickly he responds to Jesus. It's a very simple story. Jesus approaches him, says, "Follow me." Levi gets up and follows him. That's the very core of the Christian life, to be called by Jesus to follow him and to do it, get up and follow him. So if we do that, we're already getting the very essence of Christianity, following Jesus. If we're following Jesus, we're responding to his call. If we're not following him, then we're not even Christian. But there's more to it than simply me and Jesus, simply one person following Jesus. As soon as we look at the bigger picture, we realize that following Jesus is not an individualistic project. It's done with others, together with others who are following him, and also with concern for those who are not yet following him. There's a communal side to being a follower of Jesus. That's why it's very true to say you can't be a disciple without the church. Can't be a follower of Jesus without the other followers of Jesus. It's not just the project of one individual person doing his own personal following of Jesus. And the evidence of that comes out very quickly in the story of Levi, because as soon as he gets up and follows Jesus, he invites all his friends to follow Jesus, and they have a banquet in his house. I would love to see that banquet, see what it was like. Who were those people? And how did people react? Because, of course, Levi invited his own friends, the members of his own social class, most of them tax collectors themselves, but it says there were tax collectors and sinners, so other people who were rejected by the religious authorities. Anyone who joined that banquet would have to be willing to hang around with Levi. They couldn't have had such a high view of themselves that they would think it would be unworthy of them to hang around with a tax collector. But in order to join the banquet, these people would also have to be willing to put up with Levi's newfound faith. Simply being a tax collector wouldn't necessarily make them want to be around Levi once he starts talking about Jesus. And you know how it is. When people display their faith or speak about their faith, some people will be turned off. Even some of their former friends. Maybe this has happened to you. When you get more serious about following Jesus, you find out that other people are not interested in it. Not interested. They don't want to hear about that. They might not even want to be your friends anymore. But these people who joined the banquet are both willing to be with a tax collector and willing to at least be exposed to his faith. And also to Jesus himself, because Jesus was there at the banquet. Levi, he didn't simply want to have a party, he wanted to introduce his friends to Jesus, the one whom he met, the one who called him. Well, this story of Levi and his companions who followed struck me very much. Even this line stands out. Many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. There were many people who responded to the call of Jesus, "Follow me." Anyway, what this made me think about was how often it happens in the history of the church that saints know other saints. They're either friends with saints, or they're related to saints, or they're challenged by saints, or their conversion comes about by saints. This happens throughout history. And it makes sense, because people who are following Jesus want to be together with others who follow him. It comes naturally. Love of God and love of neighbor go together. And if people don't want to follow him, they don't want to be around people who are following him. So saints seem to go together in groups and pairs. The other day we had the feast of Saint Hilary, and I learned that he was a friend of St. Martin of Tours. They were friends. Well, that makes me think about today's saint, St. Anthony. St. Anthony, the abbot, the father of monks, the father of the hermit style of life, an early example of a holy man who was not a martyr, because in those days, most of the famous holy men and women were martyrs, because it was a time of persecution. But Anthony was not martyred. He lived to be 105 years old. And he grew to a great level of holiness and had a great influence on many, many people. Anthony, at some point, met Athanasius. Well, he was quite a bit older than Athanasius, maybe 40 years older. But Athanasius is the one who, after Anthony died, wrote down the story of his life. It's called The Life of St. Anthony, in English anyway. I don't know what it was in Greek. He wrote it in Greek. So he wrote down The Life of St. Anthony. It's probably one of the first and one of the most famous lives of the saints. St. Athanasius, who's also a great saint and a doctor of the church, and a great writer and a great mind. So he wrote down the story of St. Anthony in Greek. Actually, he wrote it because people asked him to write down something about this man and what was his way. How did he get so holy? How did he live? In fact, some monks were asking for more information about Anthony now that he had died. And so Athanasius wrote down this life of St. Anthony. Not too long afterward, it was translated into Latin, which was the language of the Roman Empire, and then it spread all over the place. The life of St. Anthony became a bestseller, if you could call it that. Because in books in those days had to be written, right? So you couldn't very easily distribute them. They had to be copied by hand in order to be shared. So, but anyway, it became a very popular work for, well, about 1,000 years. Many, many people were influenced by Athanasius's story of St. Anthony, including St. Augustine. If you know the story of the conversion of St. Augustine, go up to the 5th century, and he knew the story of St. Anthony, and he knew how it was that Anthony had heard the gospel being read and realized that the Lord was speaking directly to him. But that story comes from St. Athanasius talking about St. Anthony. So you see the connection, St. Anthony, St. Athanasius, St. Augustine, and now us. So the story of St. Anthony, he was a young man, they say about 18 or 20 years old, Christian man, came from a wealthy family, but his parents had died, and he had inherited the family property. He went to the church, he heard the gospel being read, and the gospel was, follow me, not the story of Levi or Matthew, but the story of Jesus talking to the rich young man. Remember the rich young man who said, well, what more do I have to do? Jesus said, sell all your stuff, get rid of all your possessions, give it to the poor, then come follow me. And when Anthony heard that gospel being read, he realized Jesus was saying that to him. Follow me, and get rid of all your stuff. So he did that. He very quickly sold all his property, got rid of all his stuff, and decided to follow Jesus. Well, to him, that meant getting away from his former life. He went into the desert. He decided to live a very ascetical life, a life of self-denial, simplicity, and fasting, prayer. Something like Levi? Maybe. Because the core of the Christian life is to follow Jesus. Levi followed Jesus. Anthony followed Jesus. Now, as I said from the beginning, the Christian life is not a solitary life. It's not an individualistic life. And Anthony, even though he was a hermit and he spent a lot of time alone, he also sought out wisdom from other people who were following Jesus. He was a young man. He didn't know what he was doing. He wanted to learn how to be ascetical, how to deny himself, how to pray. So he sought out others who were, I guess you'd call them monks or hermits. And whenever he found a wise man, he listened to him, learned from him, then he returned to his cave or returned to the desert. He grew through that, and before long, other people started seeking him out because they heard there's a holy man in the desert. If you want to know about how to follow Jesus, go talk to Anthony. And so he became the guide of hundreds and hundreds of people who wanted to follow Jesus. So this went on for years, and he actually collected a kind of association of hermits, you could call them, people who were all following Jesus and in their own ascetical way, but they also supported one another. At one point, he got into his head that he wanted to be martyred. This was the time of the persecution, right? Very brutal persecution of Christians, although Anthony was living in Egypt, in fact, in the desert of Egypt, so it wasn't going to be martyred there. So he decided to go someplace where he would be martyred. It didn't happen. He didn't get martyred. He ended up serving other Christians who were suffering, serving the prisoners, testifying to his faith. He never got martyred. Then, at some point, he's in his 80s by this time, he went to Alexandria, which is a big capital city in Egypt. I think that's where he met Athanasius, because Athanasius was the bishop of Alexandria for many years. I'm not sure if he was already the bishop, but Athanasius was a prominent church leader at the time, and that's how they got to know each other. So here's Athanasius, somewhere in his 40s probably, Anthony's in his 80s, and together they fought against the heresy of Arianism. That's what makes Athanasius famous, his great fight against Arianism. Arianism was a heresy that taught wrongly about who Jesus was. They thought he wasn't really God. Anyway, so there he's in his 80s. He's not in the desert. He's in the city, helping Athanasius, or working together with Athanasius. And Athanasius got to know him very well. That's why after Anthony went back to the desert, he finally died 20 years later, that's when Athanasius wrote down his life. He knew the stories of Anthony, and he knew him personally. He knew what he was like, how focused he was on Jesus Christ, how humble he was, how joyful he was, how powerful he was against demons, against sickness, how wise he was. Simply because he was an ascetic in the desert, it didn't make him an unpleasant person. They say he was a very joyful person, a very healthy person, very influential to anyone who came to meet him. So this is how it works. Someone who's following Jesus is naturally attracted to others who follow Jesus, because if a person is humble, they know they have a lot to learn, and at the same time attracts other people who want to follow. And this is the church. So if you learn anything from this gospel about Levi, or from the life of today's Saint, Saint Anthony, it's follow Jesus. When he calls, get up and follow him. That's the first lesson. Follow him. Even if I have to leave everything? Yes. Even if I have to leave everything? Yes. What else do? What else is there? What's important? If Jesus says follow me, follow him. Do whatever he says. But at the same time, be aware that you're not alone. You're not the only one called to follow. Many are. And we have to help one another. We have to learn from one another, and we have a common witness to give to those who do not yet know Jesus. That's the power of holiness at work in the world. We don't point to ourselves, we point to Jesus. In fact, we can be instruments through whom Jesus says to others, follow me. Because it's very powerful when we see other people who are dedicated to Jesus Christ. That's why the lives of the saints are so important. We learn from the saints what it's like to be a follower. So, and that is possible to do so. Because sometimes by ourselves we say, oh, I don't think I can do it. Of course you can't do it. Not by yourself. You need the Lord to call you. You need his Holy Spirit. And then you need the support of holy men and women who are also followers of Jesus. So we ask the intercession of Saint Matthew, Levi. We ask the intercession of Saint Anthony, today's saint, that we can follow the Lord for our whole life. We follow Jesus for 20 years, 80 years, right? From the time he's about 20 until he's 105, that's 85 years. We ask his intercession. We ask the intercession of Saint Athanasius, Saint Augustine, and all the saints, so that we too can be faithful followers of Jesus.